heritage and the spirit that is over your land. And then when I prayed that night and said, God, show me the devils, it was a hybrid. It was a coalition between a cobra and a python, which is the sexuality, and a religious spirit, which is deception, which is the cobra does. He spits in your eyes, you understand. So the two are similar in their administration, but if you want to have success, you have to bind that spirit. You have to begin to marshal the forces of God against it, to begin to press it and to put it in a position of arrest, to incarcerate it, so that the people, the Word of God, can have free course to be able to touch the hearts of people. When I came here, I'm praying that, God, what is this spirit? And we're driving downtown, and all of these things that he's seeing, you know, you have this predominant statue of this woman hugging this tree stump. And the word stump was the thing that came to my mind. And there's a verse in Samuel when it talks about when the Philistines captured the Ark of God, they brought it into the temple of Dagon. Mm-hmm. Dagon was the fish god, which is the symbol of the mermaid, the all of those different types of manifestation, which is the worship of sexuality is what it is, basically. But when it says that when Dagon was brought down by the presence of it, it says only the stump of Dagon was left to him. Only the stump of Dagon was left to him. You know, and yet it's a broken authority. It's a broken authority, you understand. And yet it is still in a position of preeminence and has the power to bring the people into this place of subjugation.
And it's like was covering.
Yes. Yes. And so, you know, we need to establish prayer groups. We need to have prayer groups of people who can intercede and begin to do the warfare in the spirit, so that when we go into an area, then we have the release in the spirit, you know, and we don't have to fight, as it were, through the mirage of these spirits that are oppressing us, you understand. And trying to stop the work of God wherever it can, and that's one of the frustrating things, is that we don't have that backup, we don't have that position of support. Not that people aren't praying. I've got people fasting and praying in Prague and whatnot. They're very good at it, but it takes a lot of spiritual power to break the position or the hold that these spirits have. You have two spirits here working. You have the spirit of deception, which is the religious Catholic spirit, which, by the way, is also ecumenical, you understand? So what it does is it absorbs anything that talks about God. So you come preaching a word of sonship. Mm-hmm. You come preaching a word of sonship. You come preaching this thing about God, and it absorbs it. It yeah. takes it in as part of its, and incorporates it. You know, and it's frustrating because you lay this thing out, you lay it out, and they just take it and utilize it to bring more people into bondage. What we need is the power of prayer and supplication and intercession that will bring down these kingdoms of hell, because we're not dealing with little demons anymore. Mm-hmm. It's not these little puny spirits running around. We're dealing with princes and their polities, the hierarchy. When I was in Sierra Leone, I had a wake-up call. I mean, God brought me into their council, you understand. And they are so organized, it puts us to shame. I mean, so organized, it puts us to shame. And communication, the networks that they have. We were in Ethiopia, and the Muslims are out there crying. Orthodox. Yes, the Orthodox is out there crying, and what they they chant and do all this, but in the spirit, I'm hearing like Morse code. You understand what I mean? Like the telegraph, the telegraph. It goes, you got this little thing, it sends an electric pulse, it's a telegraph. And what it is they are sending codes. They're sending instructions out to the people of the Lamb, to their people that are in tune to them as to what they are to do, how they are to do it, when they are to do it. Both in your personal lives, your corporate lives, and your government living. You understand? You're the authority. They are so organized. And they do not have the power of omnipresence, you understand? We, on the other hand, have the power of omnipresence in that we have the Spirit of God in us. And we should be way ahead of them. You understand? You in Sierra Leone, you have this burden, the knowledge of God. You go down to prayer, and you begin to pray. And all of a sudden, someone in the States or someone in Europe has this impression that they are to do such and such and such, and they begin to move to do such and such, and it begins to set in order the business of God, and God begins to loose His power and His authority. It's amazing how we have so much, and we're so far behind in what the devil is doing. By plugging into God individually.
En étant connecté à Dieu.
We have to set aside time. You know, in our busy schedules. See, the devil wants to keep us busy, 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 busy. Because the devil knows if he can get your attention, if God can get your attention and begin to reveal himself to you, then the devil is in trouble. He's in trouble. And so we have to, in the midst of our busyness, we have to set aside time for God. We have to. Whether we have to get up at 3:00 in the morning and begin to seek the Lord's face or whatever, we have to begin to extend ourselves in that arena. Then also, we have to find time to meet together to pray. We have to find that time together to pray. In Mahomet, there where I live, several weeks ago when I came back from Sierra Leone, with this burden and knowledge, I said to my son, Barak, I said, Barak, we need to start meeting together as a family and just to pray. He said, okay, why don't you come over? We'll pray for a half hour on Tuesday night. And I said, that's fine. But it went from Tuesday to Thursday to Saturday. So we're meeting Tuesdays, Thursdays, and Saturdays. And we originally decided we'd just meet for a half hour, but sometimes it runs an hour and a half to 2 hours because the Spirit of God falls and the intercession begins to go forth, in prayer. And the next day, we have a confrontation in the Spirit with situations and personalities as we had prayed the night before. It's almost instantaneous. It's so instantaneous, it's almost unbelievable. So it is God encouraging us, you understand? God encouraging us to do what it is that is necessary for us to be able to overcome the spiritual force that is being loosed against humanity in this hour.
I did decide, but I had an obligation this week, like I said, and I leave. I had confrontation also, but I feel tired to continue. I'm afraid. What I can do?
What are you afraid of?
My personality is ambiguous. This sounds concerned. She can easily change her mood, her behavior, her mind. Easily she can get upset, easily she can get angry. So when she just feels pressure or confrontation, she's just in the middle, she doesn't know what to do because in her heart she wants to continue in prayers, but there is a kind of pressure on her. Like she must be angry because the situation needs her to be to that extent, and that fighting just makes.
Well, anytime that you begin to fast and to pray and to seek the face of God, a lot of these things are coming to the surface. These things, these attitudes and these moods and these feelings will begin to surface, but they are surfacing because you are praying.
Is it deliverance?
And it is the time to go to God. And to rebuke them.
Amen.
To rebuke them. And there's another thing. When you stop eating physical food, you should start eating spiritual food.
Amen.
You should not just be fasting with the absence of food. You should be feeding on God. You should be listening to the Word of God. You should be taking time to read your Bible. You should take, 5, 10, 15 minutes here, 5, 10, 15 minutes there, are those little things they stick in their ears, the little things that you can put messages on and things of that nature. Everybody's got them everywhere, and you can put the Bible on them. You can put the words that have been preached. We have such a library full of them. There's things that make you think about God, so that in your job, and as you begin to minister to a person on a physical level, God starts to talk to you through the activity that you're doing. He begins to talk to you about your life, maybe, as you're stitching somebody up or whatever it is you do as a doctor. I don't know. But God begins to talk to you about Himself, about His plan, about His body, about the things that are in the Spirit. It is amazing how you can begin to hear God in your environment and what you do. I was so blessed in my employment. I mean, I was a carpenter, I was a farmer, I was a fast foods cook, a restaurant owner, and everything that I was involved in, would speak to me about God. And I would pray in the morning, Lord, I want to see you this morning. I want to sense your presence this morning. I want to feel and to know your voice. Speak to me during this day.
Amen.
And He does. He does. I'm sitting there. Restaurant business is one pressure business. One pressure. Especially during the busy hours and people are coming and I'm working the grill hot. It is hot, it's hot outside, hot inside, and especially hot at the grill. But it's speaking to me of the position or the place of God, you understand? And in that place, I begin to see things begin to surface, in me, and I can begin to deal with them, in the right manner. So your place of work should not be a detraction. You understand what I mean? It should not prevent you from thinking about God. It should encourage you in that God begins to reveal Himself in what you're doing.
et Seigneur donne cette responsabilité. God gives that responsibility. Est-ce que les combats, les combats qui nous arrivent, surtout au milieu de, en milieu professionnel, dans la famille, is the fight in the office or the family? Est-ce qu'on doit toujours réagir avec douceur ou même faire comme le Christ a fait? Il a chassé les gens du temple. So as those challenges are coming, do we need to react softly, or we can also do as Christ done when he came to the temple.
No, what is the question?
For her, she thinks that there are certain things that we need to deal with force.
Bon, pas avec la force, mais avec réprimande. Réprimer ça.
To rebuke. Okay, so did you catch the question?
No. Put the question together.
When God gives you such responsibility, sometimes in your family or in your place of work, there's challenges and pressure. So she wanted to know if you need to react softly or you need to stand and rebuke it strongly.
Pas seulement spirituel, ça peut être aussi physique, ça peut être aussi humain. Ça veut dire les proches en proche, quoi.
Wanted to know whether the reaction must be all the time spiritual, or sometimes also she can be human being and deal with the other person in front of her.
I know before Brother Bot said something. I had already answered that. I said, we all go through it. Immediately you are confronted with a situation that is a challenging situation, and you tell yourself, as a man, as a human being, let me deal with this as a human being. You have completely lost it. Because God wants you to deal with it as a son of God.
Amen.
So, as a human being, you deal with it in the flesh. Mm-hmm. And you have compromised. You have come down to the territory of the devil. The devil is he rules over the flesh. So, if you say, as a human being, if you annoy me in the office, I have to show you that I'm boss. You know? That reaction, you're already the flesh. You know? And Jesus says, somebody slaps you. What do you do? If somebody slaps you or somebody is taking advantage of you, what do you do? In the flesh, what do you do?
Lorsque quelqu'un,
you have to show him that I'm the boss. You know? But in the spirit, what do? You pray for him. It naturally is weak, but that is what's spiritual. You pray about it, and then you allow God to deal with it. You know, so which goes against you, and that's really what God wants. So gradually you are breaking down your strength and letting the strength of God walk through you. So if you are strong, then the strength of God cannot walk through you. So if you have a situation in your office, you have two choices: you deal with it or God deals with it. And God's own way of dealing with it may not be your own, but God may even walk away from it. And you want to deal with it, and he doesn't walk away. And he will deal with it in his own time.
Je veux donner un exemple.
She wants to give an example.
Ici, à Braza, les hommes mariés draguent les femmes mariées. Et ils donnent eux-mêmes le contexte dans lequel vous allez évoluer dans cette relation-là, par exemple.
She wanted to give a specific example. For example, here in this town, married men are looking for married women, and themselves are giving you how you are going to make it. They are giving you the way and everything as you are going to do the relationship without going above what they want you to do with them.
Et la situation du secret, c'est que beaucoup de femmes tombent dans ce piège-là.
According to that, women are just giving themselves, because for them there's a secret someone nobody can be aware of.
destin. Et dans notre situation internationale, on est généralement seul, sans famille.
As a, on a, on a case as an international coming over here, she's alone.
Generally.
Yeah, generally. Yeah.
Et il y a la suggestion de la pensée. En fait, on te dit quelque chose tous les jours, tous les jours, tous les jours, tous les jours. Tu dis non, mais parce qu'ils sont habitués et ils ont ça dans la culture, pour eux, que tu dises non, ce n'est pas un problème pour eux. Ils vont continuer, ils vont continuer. Et des fois, il faut taper sur la table. Parce que la chair aussi peut faiblir. Hein? C'est ce que je voudrais dire, en fait.
She's saying that. In terms of working in that kind of environment, you can say no, but every time they are telling you the same thing, is getting in you, and you be feeling it, and as we have flesh, sometimes you can just feel like, oh, I can, but you need to just rebuke it.
No,
to just beat the table.
Strike on the table.
Yeah, so that it can go. In that case,
moi je suis en milieu médical, donc je suis dans la confidence. Et c'est vraiment des choses qui sont vraies. Même pour les gens qui essayent de se donner à. Non, il y a par exemple Lamine. Qui est là comme un frère, mais quand tu connais ses intentions. À la limite, il faut les chasser de la maison. Il ne faut pas l'accepter.
Hein? She said that as she's working in the medical area, sometimes people came and give confidence to her. And,
confide in her.
Yeah. And as she said that she has a friend. He can come as a brother, he can come softly, but you can see what is looking behind here. And sometimes you need to just tell him to go away.
Go away, yes.
Yeah. Absolutely.
That's good. You resist the devil, but not in the flesh. You know, because the word of God, you see the devil come, you say no. That's good.
But I think the point that she's making is that you have to be, it's not all the time, maybe you have to be soft also, you have to be hard on situations like that.
Yes,
like,
yes, okay.
For instance, if you see somebody with an ulterior motive,
yes, yes.
And this person is persistent,
yes.
And because it's embedded in the culture,
okay.
They don't think that it is
anything new, yes, yes.
And this thing keeps
the solution to the problem is that if you remain static, if you remain in that position, that lower level of existence, then eventually you are going to succumb to the pressure and you're going to fall. But you are to get higher in God. You are to be building a relationship. And in that relationship with God, God begins to change something inside of you. And what happens with that change is that God begins to talk to you and to speak to you what you should say, what you should do, how you should respond, and how you should move. And you don't move as a human being, but you move as a son of God. You begin to move like God. That's the only way that we have any hope of overcoming any of this type of bombarding that is coming into our soul. If we remain static, if we remain in our humanness, then we will eventually succumb. Somewhere along the line, the devil can be a whole lot more persistent than we can be resistant. But you have to get up higher in God. You have to get up higher in God. Brother Dusil tells a little story, and the story was about a dream he had that he had to go through this land that was ruled by a prince, and I think his name was Dong Hua or something like that. And in order to cross his land, you had to fight him. Everyone that crossed his land had to fight him, and nobody had ever defeated him, and he had always destroyed his opponent. Well, Brother Dusil was sauntering along, walking across the land, and all of a sudden here comes his prince with all of his army and whatnot, and stands and confronts him and challenges him. And he throws down the weapons in front of Brother Dusil. And Brother Dusil grabs the weapon, very assured that he is able to overcome the spirit. Gets up to fight the prince, and he bang, 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 and the prince goes bang and knocks him down. Gets back up, gets the weapon, goes bang, 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 and the prince goes bang and knocks him down again. And so Brother Dusil, "Lord, why can't I overcome this man? Why can't I overcome this thing?" And the Lord says, "You cannot fight him with his weapons. You cannot fight him with his weapons." So Brother Dusil gets the enlightenment and the wisdom. He gets up, grabs the sword, goes to run at the man. The guy gets ready to swing again. Brother Dusil drops the sword, grabs the man around it, grabs him. And the minute he grabbed him, they went up into the air. And when they were way above the earth, the Lord said, "Release him."
Broken.
He released him, and he went whoom, down, and he was dead. He was done. You know, he was finished. So it is a matter of getting into God. Getting into God. Getting God inside of you. And that only comes through personal relationship.
And that's the first thing you are doing. That's good.
Yes. And that's why the Lord told her to fast.
Yes, the fasting is good. But when you start fasting, you begin to bring down the flesh.
But you have to feed the spirit.
Yeah, but you must. You know, so you now have the books. Mm-hmm. Mm. And then you'll get the tips. So
the God Space program deals with the baptism of the Holy Spirit. And the levels of attainment and the levels of growth and the levels of overcoming. It would be a very good book. Mm-hmm. Yes. Yes. Only it's in English. I'm sorry.
And then you can get the tapes. Do you have tapes in Kinshasa in English, in French?
French.
Yeah. Because if you had tapes, so those are messages that have translations. So those ones are translations.
Yeah.
You can send it. You can send them.
I'm just thinking about this last message.
Last meeting.
Okay. Yeah. Uh-huh, good.
Yeah.
Good. So those ones you can send to us. You can send it across.
I have to learn English.
No. They have French. They have French translations. They have English and French. So you can follow. So all the super
America's
work. So you can listen. So that way you build up.
Well, we are working day and night to try to get all of this literature into all of these words into publication. We feel the burden to do it. There's a few of us that are working very diligently. Pop Sister Pavlina, she is just working, trying to get all of these words into book form. And then on the other side of we are working to try to get them translated into the different languages. We just found an excellent opportunity in Ethiopia to get it translated into Amharic. And Sister Ruth was very pleased with the chapter the man did and everything. So it's something that we are paying to do. It is very reasonable. He's very reasonable, and so we are really looking at door, knocking at every door. And there is so many French speaking countries. So my next project is to find a trans somebody who can translate it into French.
We need to get a French one.
But we also need somebody that oversees it, can read French, and has the substance of the message, you understand? Make sure that it's being transferred with the translation.
Yes.
We need to, because the French thing is opening up, and we need to be able to.
It was really interesting. The man in Ethiopia, he is in the nominal church, in the evangelical church, and he has done translating for, he's a professional translator of Christian work. And Sister Ruth gave him the first volume of Revelation to translate one chapter to see what he thought, and then that she could read and see the reality of what it was, you understand. And she was very impressed with his work. He captured the spirit of it and everything. And he came to her voluntarily and said, "You know, Sister Ruth, that the church will not accept this message." He came voluntarily and said, "You know," and she says, "Yes, we are very much aware of that." I mean, he came, just read one chapter, one translator, one translator, and he came and said, "You know that the church is not going to accept this understanding." And she said, "Yes, we know that." But then she asked him, said, "But what did you think?"
Okay.
And he said, "My heart was burning the whole time that I was translating it." So, you know, he was really sent to us of God. And that's something else that we really need to pray into a reality, is someone to translate for us in these different languages. I'm sorry? Well, we're giving him the first volume. We've made the decision to give him. He's going to translate that. Then, if it turns out the way that the first chapter did, then we'll give him the second volume and the third volume. So we're doing it volume by volume.
You know, in the afternoon, it flashed my mind to bring up the issue of translation with Chesley. But somehow I forgot. So
yeah.
I don't know. Maybe we'll probably might have to do a mail, or go ahead and mail and say.
Well, I don't know.
Or maybe we'll have to go with Bola.
Yeah, I would rather touch bases with Bola first, okay. And then okay. If that doesn't pan out, then we'll see what we can do.
So maybe what I'll do when I go to England,
And I'll send her a little email too, and tell her to get in touch with you when you get there.
I think she can do it if we're able to get her down, and then if she finds some time.
But she would have to do it. She'd have to.
She has to do it.
Mm-hmm. On a regular basis, so that we get it done and get it done.
The other thing I was thinking, because first time we came in February, that was what the picture of God showed me. I was wondering if sometimes, if when you guys have time, if you can come over here for a week for the night vigil.
Yeah, we've been there.
I don't know how
we're trying to.
It's going to be tough, but
we're thinking about that. We're trying to just put ourselves together to be, and then just break some schedule.
Because I can see the spirit of prayer on her, and I can see that you can go for a live video through the night.
Via the prayer.
You know, so if they come from Kinshasa, they can have some time to fellowship. Because Brabot was talking about praying.
Yeah,
that's one of the things we need to pray here. You know, so that would be an opportunity if they come. Because the problem we have here is we are praying for God to use someone. You know, so if you are going to volunteer and say, "Look, God, I'm available," then
like I said, he pushes.
It's something that you have to look at and say, "Well, yes."
I talk to him every day.
Yeah.
But he didn't answer.
Oh, yes, answer.
Yes, answer.
The answer you didn't know.
I don't know.
Yeah, I just answered. That's why we're here. Why you
That's why we're here. That's exactly right. That was the thought that was in my mind.
When you are on the air.
That's why we're all sitting here in your living room right now.
It's your prayer that God needs to answer. You know? So God needs someone to pray. So when you start praying, things start happening. You're going to have trouble. The devil.
I have trouble.
Oh, yeah. Yes. So the trouble is just to distract you, discourage you. So when you have trouble, then you know you are hitting the mark. You understand? But if you don't have trouble, the devil doesn't waste time with you. He has too much trouble to waste time with you. So if he's giving you trouble, then it means you're important. You get the point. So that's why I get all this pressure, just to get you off the ground. So, I think it's something that you have to look at. And then, when we came here the first day, God spoke to me. I told you, Ebere, yes, we knew that this was the place. We've been going around, but the minute we came here, we knew this was the place. But you didn't know.
I didn't know.
But you're afraid. So we just feel, you just have to start somewhere.
I have a lot of problems to present
them. Well, that's over here.
I present to God.
Well, that's
my
over here.
My husband is Muslim. My father doesn't believe. Problem is.
You will pray for them.
I pray for him every day. Every day.
It's not to be your way. Mm-hmm. It's not your way, it's going to be God's way. Not your time, but God's time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So you just do what God wants you to do and be a good wife. Mm-hmm. Don't be a Christian wife, be a good wife.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Be a good wife, not Christian wife. So then, every day you bring Christian, you're not going to do anything, you make it worse. Just be a good wife. Just obey God. And like I said, as you walk with God, God begins to talk with you.
Amen.
He will tell you what to do.
Mm-hmm.
He will tell you exactly what to do to break him. But not your own work. You don't want. So as you fast and you pray and you, like I said, get the word, listen, busy yourself, and you're asking God, see God, what do I do? And you wait. He will tell you.
Do you think that I make mistakes tomorrow?
No.
Forget that. No, don't go that direction.
No. Too late. Too late. What will you do? You're going to go. So forget it. Just like you said, forget it. No. A waste of time.
Forget it. Yes.
Yeah. We'll move on.
Yeah.
Amen. Next question.
Next question. So that one's settled. Any other question?
Cette question est résolue. On met ça à côté.
Any other question?
Settle.
Fini. Bon résolu.
Ask what it means to be a Christian wife when he said,
yes,
that you should be a Christian wife, but you should be a good wife. I was thinking that you would want to.
You make it clear. Yes.
Okay,
to differentiate good wife from Christian wife.
Christian wife.
Christian wife means every day you tell him he must be born again. Anything you do, you call your Bible. Anything you do, so you bring the Bible between him and you. You're not going to get anywhere. But to be a good Christian wife is to love him. Okay? Forgive him. So that means the devil will use him to bless you, support you. Do all the things you don't want is what you will do. Okay? So then what do? And the devil knows that you are weak, maybe you react, you are not patient. So he's waiting for you. He knows that you will be, they put pressure on you. So you have to work on that. You be patient with him.
Not trying.
It's a way of life.
Yes.
For you, patience has to be a way of life.
Amen.
A way of life. So you are here, you are not going anywhere else. He's here. So he said, and he's watching you.
Mm-hmm.
He's watching you. The day he sees that you are failing, I'm telling you, you won't tell him. He will know, he knows the difference, but he wants to see. So that's the fact. To show him Christ in your life. When he sees that he will be broken, not by preaching that will do that.
I really
think that
this is a big testimony for
you are going through. And she can just react in such a way. Those days we are talking about those things. But sometimes God may talk to us, but when we are not aware, cannot get. But this is the confirmation of what God really wants for this house, especially for her. I'm sure that God wants to do something with her.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Well, sometimes she will just wake up in the morning and say that I'm tired. I'm tired every time you guys want me to be humble, you want me to be quiet, let me beat people, let me shout, let me this and that.
I was and be ready to be she's asking permission to see something.
when I came, we were here, we were quiet. And the environment was just difficult for us. She got sick, she was like almost 10 days. She couldn't go to work, she couldn't do anything. We had a maid here, she just misunderstood, misbehaved. She had to go. Things were very tough and difficult. And the husband came for holiday. There was nothing. He just came. We were laughing here. And the next day morning, she came to my room and tell me that, oh, my husband asked for divorce. I said, how? Just like this. I said, are you joking? I said, yes. And our eyes were big. It's as if she cried all the night. And I told her to do not cry. Then just let her to be quiet and patient. And she went, how comes? I said, please excuse me. Just be quiet. Let us pray. How comes he came? We laughed last night. We went to sleep quietly. And in the night, he said that he's afraid. It seems like he's seeing her becoming big. So he's afraid. He doesn't want to just realize one day that he's now too big for him. So let them just divorce now.
No, he's afraid.
Yeah.
That I will be big, and he doesn't see himself near to me.
Like she will be big than him. That is it. And we were like that. And I was just praying. We were telling God, hey, how comes I came in this place now? Trouble started. Since I came, it seems it is not quiet. It is just things are moving. And I started praying. And she was coughing as if there was something. She took all kind of medicine, nothing. It was very difficult, but we keep on praying. And one night she called me, and the husband went. I told her to do not say anything to him. Let her just be quiet and to show him love and those things. And that was it. And after that, he said, okay, let's forget about it. And he went. But for me, I was not really satisfied. I was just continue to pray. And one night she was back. She was just feeling bad. She called me. I said, she told me that I want you to pray. I said to pray. Yes, I was washing dishes and I left everything. We entered to our room. We started praying. When I entered, I didn't realize that. I said, okay, let's pray, and I will go to continue with our prayer. And when we start to pray, it was just like this. We went, pray. And that was the deliverance. We just feel good. Yeah. We just feel light. We took time. We didn't realize. We prayed. And we just realized that everything, we had the key, but we couldn't use it. As we're supposed to use, we are just, okay, God, just look at this, you see. Hey, Papa, God, please, But we didn't take time to really go on. And from that day, she didn't continue with medicine, and she recovered. She got back to work, and everything were good, because the kid were crying from nothing. We just seemed like we start crying. You give this, you refuse. This, what wrong? You don't know what is happening. And I was just saying it's a kind of a spiritual something. And we just cast and just pray like this. And we realized that God is good. And everything we discussed this night just a comfort us much. Because sometimes we look at ourselves like human beings. Sometimes you just say, okay, I'm also a human being, I'm tired, I'm fed up. Sometimes you can even say that. But we don't take that position deep inside our hearts, like to say we are sons of God, and to use it to be to any spirit superior.
To have a spirit it. Above.
Every time we say it, we say, when you reach a place, that place is given by God to you. We can say it, we can talk about it in our prayers, but we don't live it, that is it. We don't live it as we can confess it in our mouths. And I thank God. God loves us. He knows us. And we just need to have a deep relation with Him and to go deeper on looking, seeking. I think that the deliverance of our family will not come on fasting, or talking to people in such way. But I think that it's time of, as you said, for our husband to just not be too Christian, but in our daily life, we can say something.
He sees Christ in you.
Yeah.
Not you preaching, but you live the Christ.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I told my mom last time, because before it was like when I'm praying, going to attending meetings, go for vigil or something like that, it was like, you guy, we don't know what's wrong with you these days. You want to show us that now you discover something. We all pray, we all know God. But as she told me that she saw a big difference. She saw that now I'm more responsible, mature. Now I've changed a lot of things. And that to have that confidence in terms of just feel bad and to say, okay, you can do something in terms of prayer for me. It was something who will comfort me too much. That means she can feel that there's a presence of God in me and what I'm doing is not bad. Because sometimes also I feel bad when they told me, leave us alone. Once you can just block the room like this, you are saying what? What are you saying to him? He knows everything. I really thank God for what is happening. And I'm sure that the deliverance will not come when we are expecting, like shouting, hey, Papa, hey, Mama, come this way. It will just come quietly, and we'll be there praying and praising God together as today.
Moi, j'ai des questions un peu bizarres. Hein.
She still wants to ask questions.
Oh, that's why we're here.
Some funny questions.
That's why we're here. Any question at all, ask.
Ça a l'air fait aussi d'avoir des moments de faiblesse comme ça, de dire, je n'en peux plus, je vais arrêter, tout ça. Parce que hier je me suis rendu compte, tu peux interpréter pour moi, s'il te plaît.
Okay, she says that sometimes you find yourself in a state of weakness. Yes.
Et vous aussi, vous avez ça?
Does it happen also to you that you find yourself very weak?
I always.
Wait.
Always.
Toujours.
Always.
He says no. But let him go on. Let him go on.
Non, jamais.
If you continue, no? I think, brother, you continue. You don't stop there.
I don't stop there?
I think, brother, you have something to say.
Depuis, c'est ma soeur, donc elle connaît ce que j'ai vécu. J'ai été violée à 10 ans.
Tete is my sister. She knows what I lived. I was raped when I was 10 years old by my uncle where I was living.
Et depuis que j'ai 10 ans, j'ai l'impression que je n'ai plus de vie. En fait, je n'ai pas eu de vie. Je n'ai pas eu de vie dans le sens où j'ai. Après là, c'était speed. J'ai.
Speed de vie.
Ça veut dire, là, je ne me rendais pas compte. Il me disait, si tu parles, je ne veux plus rien donner à ta famille. Après, j'ai dû faire mes études. Je ne m'en ai même pas fait. À 12 ans, ma mère a été hospitalisée.
Okay, she says that when she was raped by her uncle, then from that moment, she found that life became so funny. And her uncle told her that if you try to say that to anybody, I will no longer help you, I will no longer give anything to your family.
Et quand j'ai 12 ans, ma mère a été hospitalisée, elle a fait un an à l'hôpital.
Then when I was 12, my mother was hospitalized.
For one year
in the hospital.
Et je suis restée avec des jumeaux, 8 mois, 10 mois.
I was left with the twins, they were 8 months.
Et donc yes. Je suis devenue mère.
8 months old. Sorry. Then I became a mother when I was 12.
Donc je n'ai pas eu le temps de sauter à la corde.
I did not have time to play.
Parce qu'il fallait préparer, faire ceci.
Because I was supposed to cook and doing this and that.
Étudier.
Study.
Etc. Avec elle, parce que moi j'étudiais les après-midi, elle les avant-midi.
Because my sister was studying in the morning and me, I was studying afternoon.
Et nous avons 6 ans de différence.
Then we have 6 years difference.
Et donc, elle quand elle venait, elle gardait les bébés.
Then when she was came back from the school, she was keeping children. Then it was then my time to go to school.
Après, il y a eu la guerre.
Then after we had there was a war.
Ouais. Et donc, en 2003, j'ai dû arrêter mes études.
In 2003, I stopped studying.
Parce qu'il fallait travailler pour vivre.
Because I was supposed to work so that we live.
Et donc là, j'ai rencontré mon mari.
Then I met my husband.
Nous sommes ensemble jusqu'à aujourd'hui, Dieu merci.
Till now we are together, we thank God.
Mais depuis 10 ans, je n'ai pas eu l'impression que j'ai fait des folies, que j'ai joué. Je n'ai pas eu le temps.
Since when I was 10 years old, I did not have time to play, to behave as a child.
Et quand j'ai grandi, le Seigneur encore me donne la responsabilité de toujours être leader dans la classe, dehors, au travail, tout ça.
Then when I'm growing, God keeps giving me, you know, responsibilities where I was studying the school, even where I'm working. God keeps giving me responsibility and it makes me tired.
That kind of leadership.
Leadership, yes, in my life, yes.
Which makes me tired.
Et
même, je dois même diriger mon mari parce qu'il dépend tellement de moi que je dois les rassurer tous les jours.
Even my house, it keeps on. Even my husband depends on me that I have every day to ensure him, to tell him, okay, things will be fine, and so to ensure him.
Assure him.
Assure him.
Assure
him. Yes.
And what?
Assure him. To make him. To
encourage him.
To encourage him.
Oh, yeah.
Assurance. Yeah.
Assurance. Yeah. Assurance. Okay. Assuring.
Au même moment, je me regarde, je dis, mais personne ne voit que moi je souffre. Personne ne sent que moi je peux pleurer, moi je peux être malheureuse, moi je peux faire ceci. J'ai l'impression que personne ne voit ça, quoi. J'ai peut-être besoin d'une certaine reconnaissance de mes frères, de ma mère, de mon père. Rien.
Okay. Rien. And after a moment, I said, I just noticed like nobody realized what I'm feeling. Nobody knows that I can also cry. I can do this and that. You know, I want that my family, my family, my mother, my sisters, that they may acknowledge that I'm somebody, that I can feel something, I can cry, I can do this and that.
That you're human.
I'm a human being.
That you're human.
Quand je pleure, ma mère pleure avec moi.
Whenever I cry, my mother cries.
Quand elle pleure, moi je dis, ne pleure pas.
Then when she cries, I come and say, don't cry. it's almost, you know,
que ça change, qu'elle
vice.
She wishes that it would rather be the opposite.
When she cries,
her mother
will say,
don't cry without her crying.
I see.
Parce que j'ai fourni beaucoup d'efforts, même dans ma chair, parce que quand quelqu'un est dans la situation difficile, il faut que je lui communique ma joie, que je lui communique ma force.
I'm making efforts that whenever anybody is in a distress time, that I will come to tell you, you know, to encourage him, and this makes me tired, you know, and it's just épuisé.
I
I'm running out of strength.
Yes, yep. Yeah.
You're running out of...
Out of strength.
Out of strength.
Comment
on dit en médecine,
conduite
athénée.
Comment on
dit
en médecine,
on dit quoi?
Conduite
athénée. Oui, parce que là, je crois en Dieu. J'aime Dieu. Je sais que c'est lui qui me soutient depuis tout ce temps.
I believe God, and I know that it's him that supports me all this time.
Mais là, sincèrement, je suis fatiguée.
But here now, là, right now, I can tell you that I'm very tired.
Même quand il m'a obligé, c'est ça que je veux dire, parce qu'il m'a obligé de prier cette semaine, et j'ai eu encore beaucoup de combats.
Even when he obliged me to pray, allow me to say that he obliged me. I have noticed that I have a lot of fight.
Et, je sens ça là.
And I can feel it in my flesh. I can feel it in my body and within me.
Peut-être que c'est pour cela qu'il vous a envoyé, donc pour m'apporter des solutions.
I can think that it's for this reason that God brought you here to bring me solution.
Yeah. Parce que je ne peux pas mentir devant les hommes, parce que je sais au-dedans de moi ce que je vis maintenant.
Because I cannot lie before men, because I know what I'm living within me.
Donc, si je vous dis autre chose, je crois, tout ce que vous dites là, j'accepte, mais je n'arrive pas à intégrer ça. J'ai l'impression qu'il y a mon fil a pris chaud, il est devenu long.
Okay. And what you are saying here, anything that you are saying here, I can realize that it's really true, but I cannot cooperate it. You know, incorporate it in my life. I'm feeling that the cord is becoming long and long. You know? Yes,
stretch.
Yes, yes.
And she has an option.
Vous avez une option.
The cord will still continue to stretch.
Cette corde va continuer à s'élargir.
So you have a choice to stop it.
Je veux.
I want.
You want it? Good. And that's why when we came, I was just praying, and God said the word about John chapter 4. John chapter 4, that's the answer.
So what is John chapter 4?
That's what it was yesterday. The woman at the well.
Oh, the woman at the well, yeah.
When we came this afternoon, that was a word that I just came.
I have a question.
I also have some
people. With
the beginning of her testimony, she was talking about the uncle.
Yes.
And I don't know that I understood the first part of it.
Yes, what? That was.
No, they said the uncle raped her.
That's what I thought.
Now, that is very common here. Yeah.
Is that right?
It's very common. And it is
in Congo.
In Congo. And it's in Kinshasa, even here. And it is with the Tamils.
Yeah.
The sexuality. Mm. And particularly the one of incest is common, and it is deep down. Nobody talks about it, but they know.
Mm.
You know. And it is an initiation.
It's a what?
Initiation.
Mm.
It's an initiation. And that was why when it happened to her, her whole life turned upside down.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Well, we need to pray for her concerning that. We need
that was the beginning of the deliverance God is going to bring to you. So I'm going to pray about that experience. And you see, with that experience, it's like everything turned around. You know, you began to, you know, you started walking, you had to have children and all that and so on. And you lost your childhood. You didn't have time to play. You know, instead of being a child, you are a mother and all those. So it turned your life around. And it affected your personality. You know? Like, so sometimes even when you grow up, you want to be a child. You know, it's like the things you missed. You want to go and go and relate to those things. Well, there was something she said, which I was going to ask. You said something about twins.
Yeah, no,
he's
younger.
He's younger. Okay,
yeah,
younger.
My mother wasn't there, and I take care.
Sisters, I think.
Sisters are twins.
Yeah.
Okay. So the mother
and
was
I had 15.
Okay, okay. No, I thought you said you had twins. I wanted to sort that out.
Mm.
You know. Okay, it was your own sisters who are. So she had to take care of it.
Yeah.
You had to take care of
her.
So is that first experience For me, I think that was where the devil, you know, attacked you, you know, through your uncle, and he brought a defilement, and which started an initiation. You know, it's like just turned everything around. So I went to pray. That's what we are about to say. I went to pray for you.
Il y a un terme qu'il a prononcé, un defilement that happened to you.
Tamus.
Oui, tout au début là.
Tamus.
It's brought defilement.
Yes. Okay, let me explain. Maybe
no, go ahead.
Yes. Now, you know, the thing you saw, that stump.
Okay. Il est en train de parler de cette expérience que vous avez vécue lorsque vous aviez 10 ans. Et il dit, c'est à partir de cette expérience-là que tout a basculé. Okay? Et cette expérience a mené même les sous. Ça vous a suyé qu'à partir de ce moment, vous avez commencé à vivre certaines choses, être maman, vous avez perdu même votre enfance. Okay. Au lieu de jouer, de faire tout ça, vous n'avez pas eu le temps là, être maman quelque part, chercher à travailler, tout comme ça. Et c'est sur ces points-là qu'il est en train d'épingler.
Because if God wants to use you to minister to your people.
Dieu veut t'utiliser pour que tu puisses maintenant gérer les autres.
Because many people are like you.
Parce que beaucoup sont comme toi.
Many people that have that experience.
Beaucoup, ils ont eu cette expérience.
In one form or the other.
D'une manière ou d'une autre.
You know, and that was why God wants to get it at the head.
C'est pour cela Dieu veut maintenant couper à partir de la tête.
Like I was saying, you cannot destroy the goods of the strong man except you bind the strong man.
Parce que comme il a dit, il y a une écriture dans Matthieu qui dit, vous ne pouvez pas entrer dans une maison d'un homme fort et pillé. Du moins que vous liez d'abord l'homme fort et puis vous allez payer la maison.
So in the churches, they don't want to talk about it.
Dans des églises, ils n'aiment pas parler de ça.
They assume as though it doesn't exist.
Ils les considèrent, c'est comme si ça n'existait même pas.
So they are not destroying the goods of the strong man.
Donc ils ne sont pas en train de lier cet homme fort.
They are giving life to the strong man.
Ils sont plutôt en train de donner la vie à cet homme fort.
So he's getting stronger and stronger.
Il devient de plus en plus fort.
You know? Now that spirit is a spirit of sexuality.
Cet esprit, c'est un esprit de sexualité.
You know, and it manifests in different forms.
Et ça se manifeste de différentes manières.
The incest.
L'inceste.
Okay. The rapes.
The viol.
And that is why you have the war in the Congo. The war. Civil war.
Les guerres, oui. Là, c'est pour cela que vous avez des guerres au Congo. Des guerres civiles.
They have the rape.
Et en ça, vous trouvez du viol.
And all those sexual violence.
Et vous trouvez toutes sortes de violences sexuelles.
The devil gets life from it.
Ces choses donnent la vie au diable.
Of course, part of it has to do with the killing and shedding of blood.
Parce que dans ça, vous trouvez aussi le coulement des sangs.
Because sexuality has to do with blood.
Parce que la sexualité, c'est lié au sang.
The human flesh, you know, it's blood. That's real blood.
The human flesh.
No, human flesh.
Le fluide.
In a sexual relationship, it's blood. And that's what the devil wants.
Et c'est ce que le diable veut.
You know, so he will, for anything that will bring people to that situation, he will do it.
Toute chose qui amène les gens dans cette situation, il l'accomplit.
The women, so the devil will oppress the women.
Le diable va oppresser les femmes, opprimer les femmes.
Will oppress the women.
Et il va opprimer les femmes.
They won't go to school.
Vous n'irez pas à l'école.
They will be poor.
Ils seront pauvres.
They will be ignorant.
Elles seront ignorantes.
They will be forced to sell their body.
Elles seront forcées de vendre leur corps.
So that the devil will get that offering he wants.
Pour que le diable puisse obtenir cette offrande qu'il
veut. It's a vicious circle.
C'est un cercle vicieux.
They go through it, their children go through it, their grandchildren go through it, so the whole land.
Elles ont passé par là, leurs enfants vont passer par là, et leurs petits-fils vont passer par là.
And you see that defilement coming down all through.
Et vous verrez cet essuiement va commencer à descendre jusqu'à cette génération plus basse.
You know? So the deliverance that God is bringing.
Alors la délivrance que Dieu est en train d'apporter.
Is to be able to, you know, deal to bring healing.
C'est pour apporter la guérison.
It's to bring healing.
C'est pour apporter la guérison dans le pays.
And that is the word that is the word that we are bringing.
Et c'est la parole qui nous amène.
So those things, that's how that God is speaking of. That is what he's speaking of.
Toutes choses qui dit, what things?
The harvest.
Oui, la récolte dont Dieu parle.
So many people are crying out to God. Just
beaucoup
like
de gens pleurent à Dieu. Juste comme vous le faites.
Ils
demandent à Dieu. Ils pleurent.
I don't know who it was that when we were flying over Congo. Somebody said he had the cry. We shared it. Is it Brother Berry or somebody shared that?
Last time.
One of the times.
I think
it was someone who said he had a cry. We were flying over the. So you say he had a cry. People crying out.
Oui, lorsqu'il a pas passé, lorsqu'ils sont venus, l'un d'eux a dit qu'il entendait des cris lorsqu'ils étaient dans l'avion.
Now in the Old Testament,
they were flying. Lorsqu'on voulait pour la République démocratique. C'était quelque chose de spirituel. Mm-hmm. Il entendait des cris, des pleurs.
I was saying that in the Old Testament, you had, you know, the people of the land, the Canaanites, they worshipped the fish god.
Et ça nous ramène dans l'Ancien Testament, là où la Bible dit que le peuple des Cananéens adorait le dieu du poisson.
That what they call the spirit des saints. Not the spirit des saints. The maybe water spirit.
Sirene spirit.
Mm. Uh-huh. Okay. Yeah.
Et c'est ça qu'on appelle l'esprit de la sirène.
The remember what water spirit? They call esprit de la sirène.
Spirit.
Esprit.
Uh-huh.
That spirit. Et la sirène.
Et la sirène.
Yeah. That is my water spirit.
Hmm.
Yeah. So that is the spirit that rules the land.
C'est cet esprit-là, l'esprit de la sirène, qui gère, qui règne sur les pays.
And it's like the type of the gods, the Canaanites worship in Israel.
Et c'est en quelque sorte le type de dieu que les Cananéens adoraient, les dieux de poissons.
So it's shaped like the fish god.
Il a la forme de dieu de poissons.
And of course, you have the water there.
En conséquence, vous verrez, vous avez même, vous êtes entouré des eaux.
So it's a water spirit.
C'est un esprit des eaux.
You know, and it's covering the land.
Ça couvre le pays.
You know, it makes the people very beautiful.
Ça vous fait paraître très belle et beau.
Very pretty. And have money.
Et ça vous,
there's a lot of
même
money.
Riche, vous devenez riche. Vous avez l'argent.
Pleasure.
Vous aimez le plaisir.
You worship pleasure.
L'adoration de plaisir.
And that spirit is worshipped by pleasure.
Et cet esprit là est adoré par le plaisir.
And you find that God is, you know, bringing a word to deal with that.
Vous découvrirez que Dieu est en train d'apporter une parole pour lutter contre ça.
So that woman at the well, she was tired.
Cette femme que Jésus avait rencontrée au puits était tellement fatiguée.
She had to go outside the city to go and fetch water.
Elle devait sortir de la ville là où elle était pour aller trouver de l'eau.
She was tired.
Elle
had four husbands and she was 51. She was completely.
Elle était très fatiguée. Elle avait quatre maris et à ce moment-là, elle vivait encore avec un cinquième.
Elle avait perdu déjà quatre maris.
Oui, c'est pour ça qu'elle avait dit.
And but she was thirsty.
Elle avait soif.
Because Jesus saw something behind.
Mais Jésus a vu quelque chose derrière.
Something much more fundamental.
Quelque chose qui était encore plus plus là.
Fondamental. So he began to speak to it.
Alors, il a commencé à parler sur ça.
And the first thing she did was to defend.
La première des choses qu'il a fait, a fait la réaction, c'était d'abord se défendre.
He didn't want to face up. She began to fence.
Elle a commencé d'abord à se défendre.
But God, Jesus broke through that.
Et Jésus a brisé tout ça.
And he touched something.
Et il a touché quelque chose.
In her.
En elle.
And she grabbed it.
Et directement, elle l'a saisi. Elle a connu que ça, c'était la solution.
She
et elle l'a saisi.
And she didn't need anyone to tell her anything.
Elle ne voulait plus que personne vienne lui parler.
Because she knew others were thirsty like her.
Parce qu'elle savait que tout ce monde aussi avait soif comme elle.
Of course, so she went everywhere and said, "I've got it."
Elle est allée partout leur dire, voilà, moi j'en ai saisi.
Come and see the man.
Venez voir l'homme.
And that made a difference.
Et c'est ce qui fait la différence.
And Jesus could not even stop her.
Et Jésus ne l'a même pas stoppé.
It's not because of you, but now I know that this is.
Il dit pas à cause de toi, mais maintenant je sais que c'est.
So she said, "I'm going to give you a water springing up into eternal life."
Il dit, "Je vais te donner de l'eau dont la source n'étarit jamais." Je crois que lorsque nous allons prier, Dieu va ouvrir ses puits.
So the people that give you responsibilities, they are saying something.
Les gens qui te donnent la responsabilité, c'est parce qu'ils voient quelque chose.
They are saying something.
Ils voient quelque chose en toi.
That God put in you for His own use.
Et que Dieu a mis en toi pour for her own use.
For his own good.
Ah, okay, pour son bien.
So God put it there for his own use.
Pour son œuvre. Donc Dieu a mis quelque chose en toi pour son œuvre.
So just give yourself to God.
Juste donne toi-même, juste donne toi à Dieu.
And then you see everything will just begin to sort out.
Et vous verrez que toutes choses vont commencer à se
s'accomplir. If you didn't have problems, you will not have time for God.
If
If she didn't have any problems, she would not have time for it.
Si vous n'aviez pas de problème, vous n'aurez pas eu même un temps pour Dieu.
You will not remember God.
Vous n'allez pas vous souvenir de Dieu.
Life would be so sweet.
La vie allait être tellement bonne.
So to bring your attention to him, he begins to cut things. That's right. So the problems are really your own salvation. Really.
Alors, pour que Dieu puisse gagner ton attention, il commence maintenant lui-même à mettre quelque chose qui est juste, que tu dois, qui pour t'attirer, attirer ton attention.
To draw attention.
Pour attirer ton attention.
So God put those wages there. He put the wages there.
Dieu a mis des salaires.
And he can take them away.
Et il peut aussi les enlever.
God put the wages there.
Il a mis des salaires.
And he can remove it.
Il peut aussi les enlever.
You cannot remove it. He will remove it. When
vous ne pouvez pas les enlever, mais lui, il peut les enlever.
So just go to God and relax.
Juste approche-toi à Dieu et laisse-toi faire.
At the right time, he will. You see that everything, all these things will solve.
À un moment donné, vous verrez que toutes choses seront résolues.
You know, as well as TJK is talking, you know, something is coming to my mind, you know, about God choosing His bride.
Et lorsque le frère TJK parlait, quelque chose m'est venu à l'esprit concernant, là où la Bible dit que Dieu est en train de choisir ses époux, ses épouses.
Yeah, and I remember the time, you know, Jacob sent his servant to look for a wife for Isaac.
Je me rappelle lorsque Jacob a envoyé ses serviteurs pour aller chercher une femme pour son fils Isaac.
You know, where the servant went was where women would come to draw water.
Alors là où les serviteurs.
Abraham was looking for sent his servant to look for a wife for.
Isaac. Who went where the woman can come to? The servants. Okay. Et les serviteurs. Et les serviteurs sont partis justement là où.
Là où ils étaient
nombreux.
Là où la femme était allée chercher
de l'eau.
And you know, it was like people that were thirsty.
Et c'était comme des gens qui avaient soif.
And needed water.
Et qui avaient besoin de l'eau.
You know, and you see similar thing when Jesus came to the well again at in John chapter 4.
Ça c'est presque similaire avec ce que nous venons de dire dans Jean chapitre 4, l'histoire de la femme qui était venue au puits.
You know, and this woman was also coming to this place to get water.
Cette femme venait souvent dans cet endroit pour avoir de l'eau.
You know, because of maybe what she knew. I mean, what you know.
Peut-être c'était à travers la connaissance qu'elle avait, que ça c'était normalement l'endroit où tout le monde devait venir pour prendre de l'eau.
The scripture said that the woman had five husbands.
Et la Bible dit que cette femme avait cinq maris.
You know, and I was just meditating on that scripture, and of course talking about five, talking about ministry.
Et un jour, il y a des moments passés que je méditais sur cette écriture. Ces cinq maris représentent cinq ministères.
Amen. And we can also look at the five as, you know, maybe depending on the five senses.
Et les cinq là, aussi les chiffres cinq, nous pouvons aussi les considérer comme les cinq sens que nous avons.
You know, depending on them.
Vous dépendez aux sens.
And when Jesus asked the woman.
Lorsque Jésus a demandé à la femme,
where is your husband?
Où est ton mari?
That was a very important question.
Ça, c'était une question très importante.
You know, he did not ask her the question by mistake.
Il ne lui a pas posé cette question par erreur.
Because the Lord wanted to show her a nakedness right there.
Parce que l'Éternel voulait lui montrer sa nudité.
And she said, I have no husband.
Et elle a dit, je n'ai pas de mari.
Jesus said, okay, yeah. Said right.
Jésus a dit, mais oui, c'est vrai, c'est ce que tu dis.
But you had four of them, even the fifth one, five that you have, the fifth one that you have is not your husband.
Je sais que tu avais quatre maris, et même le cinquième que tu as ne t'appartient pas.
And the woman straight away went to town and started sharing with you that this man, he has told me everything that I have done.
Et directement, du coup, la femme est partie dans la ville pour aller propager ce qu'elle a raconté.
And we're looking at the church. We're looking at, you know, our lives. I mean, we're looking at the bride of Christ.
Nous sommes en train de projeter un regard sur l'Église et donc les épouses de Christ.
That this bride should be for Christ and Christ alone.
Il faut que ces épouses soient pour Christ et seulement pour
and
Christ.
And that we have to submit unto our husband, who is Jesus Christ.
Et nous devons aussi nous soumettre à notre mari qui est Jésus-Christ.
You know, Jesus said, all that came before me, they were thieves, they were, you know, robbers.
Jésus a dit, tous ceux-là qui m'ont précédé, ils étaient des voleurs et des dérobeurs.
You know, but he is the true shepherd.
Mais lui, il est le bon berger.
He is the true husband.
Il est le vrai mari de l'Église.
You know, and we'll say, yes, he is our real husband.
Et nous dirons, oui, c'est lui notre vrai mari.
And it's unto him that we have to, submit.
Et c'est en lui que nous devons être fidèles et en lui que nous devons nous soumettre.
You know, because he has, you know, what it takes to live.
Parce qu'il a ce que nous voulons pour vivre.
You know, there are a lot of things that, you know, we can do by our own power, by our own strength, by everything, but we need to submit unto God.
Il y a plein de choses que nous pouvons accomplir par notre propre force, mais nous devons nous soumettre à Dieu.
You know, and as we submit unto him.
Et lorsque nous nous soumettons à lui.
You know, then we see his glory. We see, you know, things just will start to fall off.
Et nous allons maintenant commencer à voir sa gloire et voir comment même les choses vont commencer à tomber.
And you know, just like that woman, she was totally converted to the point that she had to go out and to even tell people, like, look, I know what I'm talking about. I know the true relationship with God.
Parce que nous verrons ici que cette femme a été tellement convaincue qu'elle est allée dans la ville pour dire que je sais ce que j'ai rencontré et je sais de quoi je suis en train de parler.
You know, so as we're talking, I mean, it's just really, you know, personal relationship.
Et lorsque nous sommes en train de parler ici, je crois que ça mentionne quelque chose que nous devons voir, une relation personnelle avec Dieu.
To reveal himself.
Cet endroit ici, nous pouvons.
Je suis plus d'accord.
Là où nous sommes, c'est comme le puits où Jésus est venu lui-même pour se révéler.
You know, to reveal himself.
Pour se révéler.
you know, and you know, so that was that is what you know was coming to my heart as Brother Chidike was.
C'est ce qui m'est venu dans le cœur lorsque les frères parlaient.
You know, it's like honestly, the Lord chose this church.
Mm. Honnêtement, l'Éternel est en train de choisir son église.
Partout je suis, je te loue.